Arcadian Vanguard presents The Wrestling News in your daily wrestling newscast for Friday, March 29th, 2024. Good morning, I'm Mike Sempervivi. We begin today with an update on Vince McMahon. The former WWE and TKO executive chairman has unloaded more of his TKO stock, according to an official SEC filing first reported yesterday in Variety. McMahon sold off roughly 3.5 million of his shares for a total price of approximately $100 million. That makes a total of $1.2 billion McMahon has netted through the sale of his TKO stock, including $408 million worth of shares sold off earlier this month and $670 million worth sold off last November. McMahon still owns 11.5 million shares of TKO Group, currently valued at $1 billion. TNA Impact Wrestling was broadcast last night on Access TV and featuring matches taped last Friday at the 2300 Arena in Philadelphia. In the main event, Steve Maclin defeated Chris Sabin.
Wait a minute, the bridge! The bridge by Sabin! Oh, Maclin kicked out! Maclin held on!
And then the KIA! Maclin gets it!
Cover! Maclin puts away Sabin!
Here's your winner!
Credit to Sabin for finding a way to counter all the way through, but Maclin tenaciously hangs on.
Steph DeLander made her return to a TNA ring, defeating Rosemary, Zaya Brookside, and Danny Luna in a four-way match due to outside interference from Matt Cardona to become the number one contender to the Knockouts title.
In the four-way portion of this match.
Wait.
The four participants had earned their spots in the four-way match by defeating Havoc, Jody Threat, Alicia Edwards, and Masha Slamovich in an eight-woman tag team match earlier in the show. In other results, Eddie Edwards defeated Speedball Mike Bailey, Grizzled Young Vets defeated Diener in a handicap match, and Josh Alexander beat Tracy Williams in an open challenge match. Hammerstone ran in to attack both Alexander and Williams after the match. Ring of Honor was streamed last night on Honor Club, featuring matches taped on March 27th in Quebec City and on March 16th in Ottawa, as well as March 13th in Boston. In the main event, Kyle Fletcher successfully defended the ROH World Television title against Blake Christian. ROH World Women's Champion Athena had another non-title proving ground match, defeating Nikita. In other selected results, Evil Uno beat JD Drake, Kira Hogan defeated Diamante, and Dalton Castle topped Nick Comoroto. In ratings news, Dynamite drew a total audience of 747,000 viewers to TBS this week, according to WrestleNomics. That number is down from the audience of 800,000 for the March 20th episode. The rating in the 18 to 49-year-old demographic was 0.23, which was also down from last week's demo rating of 0.27. The episode finished in third place for the evening in the 18 to 49-year-old demo on cable TV behind the night's two NBA games. In more WWE news, the newest seasons of WWE's Most Wanted Treasures and WWE Rivals on A&E were officially announced yesterday. The third season of Most Wanted Treasures is scheduled to kick off on A&E on Sunday, April 14th. Rivals is set to return the following Sunday with new episodes focusing on such feuds as Hulk Hogan against Randy Savage, Ric Flair against Dusty Rhodes, Steve Austin against Booker T, and Triple H against Seth Rollins. In more TNA news, AJ Francis, formerly known as Top Dollar in WWE, has signed a deal with TNA Wrestling that extends throughout 2024, according to a report from Fightful Select. The contract reportedly allows him to continue working for New Japan, MLW, and the NWA, but prohibits him from working with WWE or AEW. Francis was released by WWE for the second time last fall. And before we leave you today, we'd like to remind you that however you consume your content, you can find the wrestling news 24 hours a day and 7 days a week across social media. On Twitter, follow us at WrestlingNewsAV. Our Facebook page is also Wrestling News AV. The wrestling news can also be found on the Arcadian Vanguard YouTube page. And for those who utilize Amazon Echo devices, just tell Alexa to play the Wrestling News Podcast. And remember to make sure you add podcast at the end. Once again, for daily updates, breaking news, and more, follow the Wrestling News across social media. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall, just the Wrestling News. The Wrestling News is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the Wrestling Newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.